Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk about the Great Plains Grazing Project in just a moment.
Every once in a while, life throws us some really tough questions. Like, what's the square root of 3,800,000? Why do we drive on the parkway and park on the driveway? Thankfully, some of the answers are no-brainers. Like the new Your Choice plan from Pioneer. With unlimited talk and text and enough data for everyone, Pioneer's Your Choice plans make it affordable to add up to 10 people to your plan. Visit wirelesspioneer.com for details or call 1-800-641-2732. Pioneer Cellular. Make it your choice.
Cattle producers, you want to be a part of Squared Away, the 63rd Annual Convention of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, coming up the 23rd, 24th, and 25th of July at the Reed Center in Midwest City. Squared Away will feature keynote speakers Cameron Brewitt of JBS USA, Christina Butts of NCBA, and President-elect of NCBA, Craig Uden. Come on out and check out the trade show as well and network with cattle producers from around the state. For more information, contact the OCA at 405-235-3608. It's a massive project. 5 years, $10 million, 4 universities, 2 ARS locations, and the Noble Foundation. One of the principal investigators is Dr. Gene Steiner, head of the Grazing Lands Research Laboratory at Fort Reno. The Great Plains Grazing Project is all about trying to learn more about the resources we've got here in the Southern Plains and how to more efficiently produce beef with those resources.
We're looking at some long-term research at our land-grant universities, at our ARS locations, and Noble Foundation that are kind of looking at future management practices that might improve the efficiency, the nutrient use efficiency, or the animal genetic efficiency. Additionally, there's some basic information we don't really understand about these systems very well. And a big focus right now in USDA and worldwide is some of the greenhouse gases that affect the atmospheric composition that's involved in our climate. And particularly for the beef grazing systems, we don't have very good understanding of the methane emissions from cattle and how you really can change those emissions through the animal or the diet efficiencies.
Dr. Sanders says they've got a tool that helps measure the emissions from cattle of those gases.
We've got the ability, there's a new sort of instrumentation called a green feed system that's kind of described by my animal scientists on staff as a breathalyzer for animals. So we've been operating in some of our native prairie pastures with one of our cow herds. These green feed systems are out there, and then about once or twice a day, the sampler pulls an air sample through an analyzer, and we get methane and carbon dioxide emissions so that you can determine that animal's emissions that day and relate it back to the quality of the forage they're on. So we're looking at that during, you know, year-round on the prairie grasses. So sometimes those have very high quality, like this right now we've got quite high quality grass. But our animals are also on that system through the fall and winter when the forage quality is lower. So then we can look at the combinations of animal factors and plant factors and climate factors that might affect that emissions.
Of course, methane emissions, one of those things that critics of animal agriculture like to point to as a bad thing about cattle production.
But people also just overlook the fact that there's a lot of land on the earth, probably 40% is in pasture land or range land or almost, you know, some of the semi-arid deserts. Mm-hmm. And there's really no agriculture that you can sustain production on other than through ruminant livestock that are able to eat these grasses and shrubs and produce a useful food product. A very high-quality food product.
Right. Dr. Jane Steiner out of Fort Reno. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Want to learn more about the benefits of no-till production practices and healthier soils? Well, join No-Till on the Plains for a field day, Tuesday, July 14th in Apache, Oklahoma. This full-day event starts at 8 a.m. and features long-term no-till producers, expert speakers, a soil pit, and field tour. For information and registration, visit www.notill.org or call 785-210-4549. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed and Chisholm Trail Farm Credit.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.